Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone. It's Jeff Coink. He's a teacher and coach at Griswold Schools. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, you guys have, at the Griswold Schools, been working through the Iowa Pride Challenge to come up with some really neat fundraising efforts over the last few years. How'd you ever get tied in with the Iowa Pride Challenge?
You know, it was just one of those things. I received an email a few years ago and really liked kind of what the Iowa Pride Challenge stands for. And thought it would be a great way to get not only my students involved, but my players involved in a service project, and that's kind of how it all started.
Well, it's always fun to help others, and I know the girls' basketball team there at Griswold High School, which you're the head coach of, they really enjoy getting into this program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've done it the last 3 years. The first year, our service project was centered around the dangers of texting and driving. And then last year, we felt the need to bring it a little bit closer to home, and we helped out a third grader who was suffering from kidney cancer. And this year, we're moving forward and helping out a young man in our community that was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Boy, the members of the basketball team especially really getting to sink their teeth into something like this. It's really something I guess they don't think about when they decide to go out for a team sport. You know, they don't really think so much about other things. But, you know, when you're out for a team sport, you've got a lot of people, teammates, coaches, others that are depending on you all the time. So I guess it just makes sense that they would turn this into a real fundraising effort to show them some other types of responsible efforts.
Absolutely. You know, I always tell my girls, you know, when they come out for basketball, they're not only representing themselves, but they're representing their community, their parents, and their school, and, you know, there's always people in need, and we always work on team, you know, building and unity, and I think a great way to do that is to reach out and help others in need.
Well, and reaching out into the community, too, because we all know it. Sometimes we see that school districts kind of tend, sometimes they can be kind of often an island in a community if they allow that. You know, it's good to reach out past those borders, get into the community, and get that tie working together again.
It is, and, you know, that's kind of the whole grand scheme of this Iowa Pride Challenge. Their initiative really is to get students involved in their community, and that's why we've really enjoyed being involved with this Iowa Pride Challenge.
You bet. Well, you mentioned a little bit about this year's project. Let's talk in detail. What do you have planned?
All right. Well, our slogan this year is Hoops for Hounds, a fight against type 1 diabetes. And what we are doing is Marcus Palmer, he is a 2.5-year-old here from Griswold. At 18 months, he was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. He has spent a lot of time in and out of the hospital. His parents, you know, have had to deal with a lot because at 2.5, you don't know why you're feeling the way you are, and you don't know and understand or can actually tell mom and dad when your blood sugar is too high or too low, because that's basically, you know, what happens in type 1 diabetes. So we are working to not only raise awareness about type 1 diabetes, but the Palmers are looking into getting a diabetic alert dog for Marcus to kind of help them monitor his blood sugars. And so we are in the process of, you know, not only raising that awareness, but raising money for the Palmers to get that dog.
Absolutely. Can you talk a little bit, Jeff, about the team effort here? Did somebody bring up Marcus's name? Was it one of the players or something that you guys researched? Do the girls all have a say in what project you decide to work on?
You know, at the beginning of the school year, I always ask the girls, you know, we're months away from the season, but if you can, you know, kind of come up with what you think would be a nice service project for us to do this year, you know, I'm open ears. And actually, Marcus's grandma is a teacher's aide here at the high school. And so that's kind of how we got started on this service project this year.
Excellent. So they're really willing to step outside their own comfort zone. If it would have been, say, a little brother to a teammate or something, that would have been an easy connection. But they really stepped out a little bit further and really wanted to help someone.
Definitely.
Yeah, great. Okay, so how are we going to do this? How are we going to help Marcus?
How we're going to help Marcus? Well, they are purchasing this this dog through Heads Up Hounds. And it's an organization out of Lincoln, and that's kind of how we came up with the Hoops for Hounds as the beginning part of our slogan. And so what we're doing is right now my modern issue class, along with my basketball girls, have been working on some posters, working on some public service announcements, and we've come up with a ton of fundraising ideas. We are selling Team Marcus T-shirts. They're on sale for $13 here at the Griswold High School. We are selling bracelets that say Hoops for Hounds. And both of those items are kind of a lighter blue color because that's the official color for diabetes. We will be doing a little fun activity with our teachers and getting them involved. We have what is called a teacher pie in the face contest. And basically, students get to throw money in a can of the teacher of their liking, and the top money earners for that fundraising event will get a pie thrown in the face.
Are you prepared for that?
You know what? I might make sure that Mr. Coink doesn't have the most money in his pocket.
Just don't put a can out there for Mr. Coink.
Exactly. And then again, we're going to do the Change Wars. We've done that the last few years, and last year when we did the Change Wars, we got the elementary involved, we got the middle school involved, and last year we raised over $3,000 from just Change Wars alone.
Wow. Wow. What a great effort.
Yes.
Well, and you mentioned up front, too, you guys have won some awards for some of the projects that you've done. Has that become kind of a rallying point now, is that you have to keep topping what you've done in the past?
It kind of is. You know, it's an easy sell to get the kids on board because, you know, they see that, you know, we're getting recognized for our good efforts. And that's not why we do it, but, you know, it is kind of nice to, you know, get recognized for all the hard work, you know, because I really put this in the hands of my students and my basketball team, and they're the ones that really, you know, run with everything. I just kind of help them get everything organized. But, yeah, the first year with Tigers Text Responsibly, we won a $500 award, and then last year we were the state's top earner. And received $1,000 in our recognition for the Caps for Kids that we did for Brooklyn Peterson.
Sure. Well, it's only natural. These youngsters are competitive. They're athletes. They want to win no matter what they do. But winning doesn't just mean, yay, we won. Winning means you're helping someone get closer to their goal.
Absolutely. And last year when we raised as much money as we did for Brooklyn and the battle that she has been enduring with kidney cancer, it was just a testament to, you know, everyone getting involved, everyone getting on board and really wanting to do everything that they could.
I imagine one of these dogs is a little expensive.
You know what? Typically these service dogs run anywhere between $10,000 and $20,000. We're actually excited that the Palmers have chosen this Heads Up Hounds because they only use rescue dogs. And so the price is a little bit less. I believe it's around $7,500.
Wow. So is the goal to, it's hard to raise all of that money, but to do as best you can to help them out? Are they getting close to what they need?
You know, I believe they are getting close. And I've just kind of found from our history of doing these projects, you know, don't set a goal. And just really see how involved you can get your students and how involved you can get them to get the community involved. And that's just when, you know, it takes off and it takes care of itself.
You bet. Well, I know you've got other youngsters involved, too. It's not just the girls' basketball team. You're asking so many of the other students and teachers and associated folks with the Griswold Community Schools to step in, and they've responded well.
Oh, they absolutely have, and everyone's really gotten on board. And so we're looking forward to the next few weeks here, and it'll all culminate with a JV varsity girls basketball game on Friday, November 21st. We're going to be playing Stanton this year, and we have another special presentation planned at halftime of that varsity game. We'll be doing some things for Marcus and his family.
Well, lots of good reasons to come out and enjoy some basketball that night then.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Is Marcus, I know he's a young fella, but is he aware of everything that's being done on his behalf?
Marcus has actually come to the school. He's met some of my basketball girls. He's met both of my modern issue classes that are working on this. And, you know, for being 2.5, I think he kind of knows something is up. And I'll tell you, this kid is probably the toughest 2-year-old I've ever met. He actually did a finger poke for us to show us and my students kind of what that looks like, and didn't even faze them.
You know, isn't it funny, as we go through life, we think of happiness, we all have our definition and our view of what we think happiness is, but some of the happiest people that we run into are some of the folks that are dealing with some of the bigger challenges.
You know, that is so true, and that's kind of what I was thinking about when I first met Marcus, and he just seems like such a trooper, and he's been through, you know, so much, and he's a tough little 2-year-old.
Well, maybe part of that is he sees a lot of the good out there in life, too, because so many people want to step up and help him. So,
right.
Great effort. Well, again, that basketball effort, the fundraising effort, is really a lot of that's going to be going on later on this month, but you can start now by helping out with the purchases.
Yep, absolutely. If you want to purchase a bracelet or a T-shirt, you just have to contact the high school here. We'll also be doing some things during the game as well. We're going to put on auction a decorated girls' basketball. And then if you come to the game, you get in for free if you have a Team Marcus T-shirt. If not, it's regular admission. And we'll be doing some other things during the game as well.
Well, sounds like an excellent effort. Congratulations to you and your girls' basketball team for stepping forward and really wanting to help out and do something positive to help someone else's life. It's a great opportunity and a great challenge.
You know it is, and that's the one thing I've realized as a coach of young kids is there's so much more than just the X's and the O's in the sports aspect of it. And, you know, if I can walk away at the end of the day and they're better people and understand the importance of reaching out, then I've done my job.
Well, a lot of effort put into helping make this young man's life just a little bit easier and a little bit more comfortable, and getting to that goal sure will help. So if folks can help out in any way, shape, or form, I'm sure you'd be glad to take that. And if folks would just like to make donations, can they just send them to the school?
Yep, they can do that. They can definitely, and if they want to write a check, just Griswold Schools would be perfect there. And, yeah, you know, we want to raise as much money as we can, and also we'll be working on just, you know, making people aware of type 1 diabetes, what it really is, and how you can help people better manage their life. Because my students have learned in the girls is, you know, there's not so much a cure, but how do you make life more manageable for those individuals?
You betcha. Well, Jeff, thanks again so much for your time here today, and good luck with the effort.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.